Radiolab is a popular show aired all across the nation on public radio stations out of WNYC in New York. The show focuses on various topics revolving around science and philosophy. Jad Abumrad, the show's creator, started it in 2002, and it has since become a popular podcast and has also seen live events. Our reporter Joey Lovato recently talked with Abumrad about his journey through radio and his style of storytelling.
My name is Jad Abumrad. I am the host and creator of Radiolab and More Perfect. And the reason I'm coming actually is to give a talk about really the sort of the creative process and the beginning of Radiolab. You know, about a few years ago, someone had asked me, how did Radiolab come to be? And I was very unprepared for the question. And so that uncertainty, the feeling that you have when you don't know what you're doing, like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And so I talked to psychotherapists, musicians, a poker player, Cherokee shaman. I started sort of just doing interviews like, how do different people think about the role that uncertainty plays in the creative process?
I think that kind of leads like really nicely into my next question, which was maybe not necessarily how Radiolab got started, but how you got started in radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, my journey into radio was a series of stumbles in the dark. You know, I mean, I, from the age of 5, thought I was going to be a musician, and I got out of college and tried to do that. It wasn't working out, and I kind of hit this, like, period of post-college flail. And my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, was like, hey, you know, so, okay, being a musician didn't work out, but maybe you want to try radio? It's kind of like sound. It's kind of like music. And to that point, I had never thought about the radio. I was not somebody who listened to the radio a whole lot, but it just seemed like, oh, radio is kind of interesting. And I just caught the bug, you know, like this beautiful process that we go through where something's happening in the world and you run out to the street with your microphone and you point it at someone and they say something. And then you come back and you have to put that stuff into a computer and then you chop it into little blocks and you're racing against the clock and then you have to write sentences between block one and block two to make a coherent, grammatically correct sentence, and then you put it on the air and people hear it, and it's like this amazing process of learning, processing, and then communicating. And I just loved it. It contained all the elements of music within it, but it was also much more immediate because you're bound by the things people say into the mic, and then you're bound by the need to communicate that effectively to your audience.
You have a really, I mean, you mentioned in your last answer that you got your start in music, and I think that comes across in your editing style a lot. You have a really, really unique editing style that you don't really hear anywhere else. How'd you develop this, and where do you draw inspiration from?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was because I didn't have a real background in radio. I didn't have like a radio education when I got into this. I was coming from a music background, and you know, the few years prior to my first radio experience, I was sitting in a classroom in Oberlin College learning about Bach counterpoint. And I always loved that. I loved the idea of like a braid of different voices coming together. And like, you know, you should have four voices that are each independent but all telling the same musical story. And so, I sort of approached editing in the same way. You know, like, oh, there's one story I want to tell here that I've got 5 different interviews that are all speaking to that same story but showing it from different angles. Can I weave them all together in a kind of counterpoint? And initially people hated it. It was too, and because I probably wasn't good enough, frankly, but people found it very jarring. Some people still do. But then slowly but surely, I think I found my footing at around the same time people became interested. I think it had a lot to do with my background, which was more about music than it was about journalism.
You guys also have really interesting stories that are kind of outside the box and not really typical of radio stories. Where do you find your stories? How do you guys come up with them?
We're looking for those stories that just kind of make you stop and take your perspective and give it a good shake, you know, and make you see the world differently. I'd say these days, 60-70% of the whole process can be just looking, calling, just and trying to find, you know, and sometimes you find it in a book. Sometimes you just are having a conversation with someone at breakfast. I mean, they sort of wander their way in a million different ways. You want to something that spooks you, that sort of haunts you, that you can't stop thinking about because it's telling you something about the world that you just genuinely didn't know. and reconnecting you to that feeling of wonder.
Podcasting is kind of has become this natural evolution of radio. Like you and This American Life kind of are the OG programs. Where do you see it going from here, though? Do you see it moving forward in any capacity?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, it's definitely like there's just someone told me there are 400,000 podcasts, which seems insane to me that there's that many. I think inevitably what will happen if this proves to be a medium that sustains is that you'll find in podcasting the diversity that you find on TV. There'll be short stuff, there'll be long stuff, there'll be funny stuff, there'll be serious stuff. For a long time, podcasting was just like public radio refugees and comedy. And then you saw other bubbles grow and then there was, of course, after Serial, the big true crime wave. And then there are tons of shows that are catering to more diverse audiences. And, you know, there's certainly a move towards scripted stuff right now. And so I actually feel like when you call us the OGs, I often feel like This American Life and us are holding down a slightly old-fashioned but necessary space of like really good nonfiction storytelling, which is expensive and hard to make. But I actually don't know where it's going to go, to be honest.
Do you think it's changed the way that people consume it?
I mean, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I'm not even sure what people consider to be the radio anymore. I mean, people refer to the radio as their phone. And so like the actual definition of the radio is going from being the box that was on your mantle to now just your computer or your phone. And but I don't know if it's happening. And it's really hard for me to say if it's happening or not.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Radiolab's Jad Abumrad speaking with Joey Lovato, a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Abumrad will be speaking and performing this Saturday at the Pioneer Center in Reno with cellist and composer Zoe Keating.